Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. This is a look at Venus coming up out of the underworld and the Venus cycle. It's a very exciting thing that's happening this month on May 6th. Venus is technically would be visible on it with a very low horizon line. Dark skies, maybe binoculars, but she is coming up out of the glow of the underworld to rise into the evening sky, where she will spend 260 days, and she will make about 8 conjunctions with the moon. The first one will be on May 10th, right after the eclipse, and it represents the ascent of Venus, or the ascent of Inanna, the story of Inanna, queen of heaven and earth. She hears the call of the underworld, and she goes to the underworld. In the original story, the timing was because it was the death of the age of the bull. The bull was setting in the west when Inanna begins her descent. And so she decks herself out in all her priestess regalia, her queenly priestess queen regalia, with her crown and her necklace and her breastplate and her measuring rod and staff, the accoutrements of the priestess and of the queen, being the queen of heaven. And then as she goes into the underworld, at each gate, one of these vestments is taken from her, representing each of the chakras as she goes into the underworld. Then she spends two to three months with the sun, and then rises up. And that, so she, this is the time, May 6th is when she's rising up out of the underworld. And it's a time for people who have been in their Venus return. So if you turn 8/16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80, 88, and so on, between June 12th of 2012 and January 14th of 2014, you are in a Venus return. That means that Venus is coming back to the same part of the sky it was with the sun near your birthday. And that can only happen every 8 years. It's a really powerful, powerful time to be working with. Now, if you have Venus in the sign of Gemini, that's the overtone sign of this Venus cycle, this is also personal for you to be working with this cycle. If you are just really wanting to connect more deeply with the divine feminine aspect that you're here to be, if you're a woman, or that you're here to connect with if you're a man, then working with this Venus cycle in a ceremonial way can be very valuable, even if you're not in your Venus return. I do help people with that if you're interested. If you are going to turn a multiple of 8 starting in January of 2014 to August of 2015, then that'll be your Venus return cycle, and you'll definitely find it very helpful and useful to work with it. I just completed my Venus return back in June of last year, and I tracked that cycle. I worked with each of the gates. I did ceremony the whole way, and it was incredibly powerful. I highly recommend doing that if you feel at all called or wanting to connect more deeply with that divine feminine energy. Meanwhile, just to know that collectively we're all experiencing Venus coming out of the underworld and making her first conjunction with the moon, retrieving her first chakra gate vestment, the royal robe, the garment of ladyship, the symbol of the root chakra, getting her life force energy back. She lives and she arises. That is the imagery that you can work with. And if you get a chance to see Moon and Venus together, that sometimes is all you need to do to have that ceremonial connection.